Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you own your own business, home-based or otherwise, or if you work for someone else, there are certain biblically-based principles for success that each of us need to know, fully understand, and utilize every day. If you can't see any scenario by which you need to know these principles, listen and learn anyway, because you don't fully know the plans that God has for your life, regardless of your age or what you're doing in the moment. First, let's look at the 9 scriptural business strategies we've discussed on the 2 previous calls. Number 1, seek God's direction on how you handle your business.
Number 2, God wants you running an honest business.
Number 3, offer a quality product and service.
Number 4, plan ahead.
Number 5, treat everybody fair. Deuteronomy 25. Verses 13 through 15, 25, 13 through 15 in the Living Bible. In all your transactions, you must use accurate scales and honest measurements so that you'll have a long, good life in the land the Lord is giving you.
Number 6, with God's help, you can take on even established businesses. You know, we shared 10 questions to help a person examine their business and where they want the business to be. If you'd like a copy of those 10, then send us an email at harold@haroldherring.com or bev@haroldherring.com, and we'll get it to you.
Absolutely. Number 7, if you don't keep your word in business, you suffer the consequences. Psalm 50:14. Contemporary English Version. I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word.
And number 8, inspect what you expect to prevent defects.
Hallelujah.
1 Timothy 4:15 in the New Living Translation says, give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks, so that everyone will see your progress.
Number 9, diligent in business will bring you before great people. Proverbs 22:9, Classic Amplified Bible. Do you see a man diligent and skillful in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. That's the review. Now, let's look at the final 5 scriptural business strategies for success. Number 10, money alone will not bring you happiness. You need to enjoy your work, effort, or business. Honey, I know you remember I shared it with you when I came home, I think. But some years ago, I came across an interesting group of thoughts. Here they are. Money can't buy a house. No, let me rephrase that. Money can buy a house, but not a home. Money can buy a bed, but not sleep. Money can buy a clock, but not time. Money can buy you a book, but not knowledge. Money can buy you medicine, but not health. Money can buy you sex, but not love. And then it said, so you see, money isn't everything, and it often causes pain and suffering. I tell you all this because I'm your friend. And as your friend, I want to take away your pain and suffering. So send me all your money.
I remember that.
And I will suffer for you. While that joke is funny, it's not necessarily accurate. Money is a reward for your labor, for your work. Over 70% of the people who draw a paycheck aren't happy in their job. Well, they should be. And just for the record, not being happy in your job is not scriptural.
That's right. If you read Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18, Ecclesiastes 5:18 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is for one to eat and drink and to find enjoyment in all the labor in which he labors under the sun, all the days which God gives him, for this is his allotted part."
God wants, no question, God wants us happy in our work or to find something that gives us a sense of fulfillment.
Amen.
Number 11, ask God to bring you the right kind of employees. Years ago, while I was working with my father in the family restaurant and Western Auto business, Dad asked me to hire a new employee. I said, "Yes, sir." And I'll always remember what he said next. He said, "Son, let's try to find a good employee this time. We already have enough sorry ones." I laughed, and I still laugh about it even to this day.
In Acts 6, verse 3, it says, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business."
You know, honey, I remember reading an article in Forbes magazine some years back about the seven C's in hiring the right kind of employee. Here they are. Number one, competent. Does the prospective employee have the skill set to get the job done?
Number two, capable. Does the person have the potential to grow in effectiveness?
Number three, compatible. Does he or she have the personality to get along with coworkers and customers?
Number four, commitment. Do you sense a desire for a long-term working relationship?
Number five, character. Does the person's values line up with yours?
Number six, culture. Will they be able to act and react with the company's daily routines?
And number seven, compensation. Will the package make them feel appreciated or will cause them to view their job as a stepping stone? Think about these seven things. They're pretty good.
Amen.
Number 12, value your long-term employees.
Ecclesiastes 10, verse 5, in the Message Bible. Here's a piece of bad business I've seen on this earth, an error that can be blamed on whoever is in charge. Immaturity is given a place of prominence, while maturity is made to take a back seat. I've seen unproven upstarts riding in style while experienced veterans are put out to pasture.
Loyalty and excellence should always be recognized and honored. Sadly, some companies release long-term employees before they fully qualify for their benefit package. And that's
just
wrong. It is. Fidelity in relationships, whether marital, personal, or business, is extremely important. It's important, however, to keep complacency out of the workplace by creating an environment where every employee continues to learn and never thinks they've arrived.
Amen to that.
We've often said that if you think you've arrived, chances are you haven't even left the station.
That's the truth.
Number 13, good business owners teach everything they know.
John 15, verse 15, New International Version says, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you."
As I was reading the scripture, excuse me.
I was reminded.
Yeah, I was. Thank you. I was reminded of how nearly 15 years ago, I wrote out an outline for a book that I've yet to release. It's entitled, "Are You Worth Duplicating?" The chapter headings are, "Are you fun to be around? The right kind of attitude. What's your aptitude? Develop anticipation. Altitude, fly high. and the last one are your example. You know, I wrote down those, the Lord led me to write those headings, but not to write the book yet. And notice I said yet. You know, we've always heard that to be a success, you must have a successor. The only way that happens is if you do a proper job of training.
All right.
Number 14, God will protect your business even in tough times. Recession, inflation, and economic hard times have been with mankind almost since the beginning of time. They're not new problems. The biblical answers to these conditions first appear early in the book of Genesis.
In Genesis 26, verse 1, it says, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham."
Famine could be any unanticipated disaster, tragedy, hardship, or reversal of fortune that suddenly dries up your personal resources. A famine could just be, well, it could be about anything. A death in the family, a devastating fire, job loss, a major health crisis, anything that puts a sudden drain on your financial resources. So what do we do when famine comes?
We go to the Bible.
That's it. God gave Isaac specific instructions to follow in order to prosper during these economic hard times. First, stay faithful to God's commands. Don't let your circumstances ruin good Christian habits. Many believers become inconsistent in times of economic pressure. Fluctuation from your Christian beliefs will not only weaken you further, but know this. When you do what God says, you get blessed. Because the Lord truly blessed Isaac because of his obedience. You can read that in Isaiah 1:19.
And Genesis also, but in some ways. Second, don't follow the world's philosophy. Because of the famine, everyone was leaving to go to Egypt, but the Lord gave a different program to Isaac. In Genesis 26, verse 2, it says, "Go not down to Egypt. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee." You know, move to a new city or a state only upon God's command, not because of a rumor that there is prosperity over there. Remember that God can bless you in any location. Deuteronomy 28, verse 3 says, "Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field."
Hallelujah. Third, sow generously during the famine. Isaac went forth under the Lord's instructions and listened to what he did in Genesis 26:12.
He sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
God intended for Isaac to conquer the famine, and he gave him the prosperity principles to emerge victorious from it. These are the same biblical principles that apply for you today. Begin to use them in your own life. As we conclude this teaching, we want to again quote Hebrews 12:2-3 in the Message Bible.
We'd better get on with it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
Great scripture.
Amen.
So here's the question. Are you focused on where God has directed you to go, to do what he says to do? Do you have these kind of principles engrafted in you? If not, get them, because God has got plans for you, and he wants you to know his scriptural business strategies. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says, "Sow a seed," just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.